who is you inside who is having this anguish of not having found the meaning. Go deeper, never stop. Go deeper, you'll find that this is another thought. All the sufferings are happening in the thought, and on all the answers are found in the thought, given to the thought, but none of this is required. A deeper understanding will make you feel like you are in the world, but not of it. Not because you don't find peace because you found the answers. You found peace because now for you, the questions and the answers, they are one and the same. Okay, let's talk. What are we doing here? Why are we looking for wisdom on YouTube? Why am I sharing it? And why are you listening to it? I'll start with myself. I've been reflecting on life for a long time, especially the last 11 years. I've been reflecting a lot. And I feel like from deep within that there is something I want to share with you, right? I want to reach out to more and more people because I love human connection. And that is why I'm concerned with this idea of why are you on YouTube listening to wisdom. There are two kinds of people on YouTube. One come only for entertainment. There is all kind of entertainment available on YouTube, and most people are there for entertainment. But there are people like you who might be also enjoying entertainment, but also looking for deep meaning of life, searching for wisdom, maybe revisiting the questions that they've stopped asking themselves, or life is not going on in the way that they would have liked. And so they are seeking this wisdom. They are thinking the algorithm is popping these videos on their feeds. Maybe I popped up on your feed in the same way. If that is the case, it's a beautiful thing that social media also, besides all the flaws it has and all the problems that it creates in society, it gives us the opportunity to connect with like-minded people, to learn as much as we can. And that's the reason why you are here. Make sure that you're not just listening to wisdom. Listening to wisdom, listening to other people talking about good stuff, or reading to knowledge, it does not automatically convert into your wisdom or your knowledge. You need to make it personal. You need to live it, not just listen to it or read it, but you need to live the wisdom. For that, you need to apply it in every aspect of your life. Spirituality or philosophy, these are all different names for having a curiosity to know the nature of everything. You could call it spiritual or not, for me it doesn't matter. So, spirituality or philosophy or religion or whichever method you use to know the meaning of life, it should not become an excuse to avoid the work that needs to be done, right? I keep saying it. Now imagine that you are trying to find out the meaning of suffering while there is a family member in your home suffering from something that you consider very trivial or petty, but for them it's a huge thing. Can you look at them and ask them if they need something, or you're going to just look for deeper meaning of suffering on YouTube? That's the point I want to make. Maybe there's a family member who's struggling to open a jar, but you're busy listening to this video. Would you go and pause the video and go and help them open the jar? Look, I'm giving you very simple examples, and that's what I mean by talking like this on this. Look, my setting and my talking and everything is very simple here. So I'm a big advocate of a simple life, of a simple living at this stage in my life, after years of reflecting on life. If your spirituality or philosophy separates you from the rest of your life, then it's just an excuse, it's just an escape. It's not real. The real is when it brings everything together, when it's an inclusive feeling. Nothing is separate from your understanding of life. If there are separateness, if there are certain parts of your life that you don't really relate with, then there is a gap in your knowledge. There's a blind spot in your understanding. So make sure the way you wash your dishes, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you do anything in life reflects your evolving understanding of life, of yourself, of everything. Looking for wisdom is a great thing to do, and sharing ideas or confirming your ideas with other people is a great thing to do. It gives us an opportunity to create virtual communities, create bigger groups where people can share and discuss ideas. But individually, we all have to live the wisdom. individually, we all have to go through our sufferings, our regrets, our mistakes, you know, our decisions. We have to make our choices, and no one is going to come and do it for you. Like, I cannot come and make your choices, right? So do not lose that power. And do not think that just by getting motivated from some talks, getting inspired by some talks, is enough is enough on the path. It is not. Your understanding needs to be translated in your actions. Yeah, that's it, I think. That's the short message I want to share with you today from my rooftop. And as usual, if you're new here, I would like to show you around. I'm in Uttarakhand, in a small district called Champawat. And this is how it looks behind me. Yeah. And yeah, beautiful, right? That mountaintop behind me is the highest mountain here, at the height of 2140 or 50 meters. And it's a very beautiful place. The whole jungle, the whole area there is really beautiful. So I actually often go there. I've also made a lot of yoga videos. I've also made a lot of talking videos from there. And that is why in my video, in my YouTube channel, you will also see that I have a lot of yoga videos, a lot of meditation videos as well. So make sure that you practice, not just listen to the talks, practice as well. It's important. I want to reiterate again and again. You might sound smart, you might gain mental understanding, but nothing is complete until it distills in your thoughts, speech, and action. If it remains in your thoughts, but your actions have not changed, the old habits remain the same, then nothing really has happened yet. The main work of realigning your life based on your newfound understanding has not happened. And understanding is not just mental, it's not just intellectual. Understanding is visceral. You feel it in every single bone, every single tissue of your body. Your whole cellular structure over the years will change with that understanding. And now your second nature will be to naturally, I won't say consciously, but naturally act from your newfound understanding. Now your body is naturally acting from its previous habits. So spend years into this. It's a slow and long journey. It's a beautiful journey. Just being on this journey is fun. So there's no goal to reach. Yeah, there's always evolving. There's always evolution. You just evolve. So there's no goal to reach. But there is a psychological direction in which you're going. You are going to the place where there is harmony and lack of conflict. As little conflict, mental inner conflict as possible. How do you react to the situation when you don't find the answers to your questions? Your spiritual anguishes or your existential crisis, why is it happening? Think about it. If you are getting so confused, who is being anxious? Who is having this anguish? Who is you? Who is you inside? Who is having this anguish of not having found the meaning? Go deeper. Never stop. Go deeper. You'll find that this is another thought. All the sufferings are happening in the thought, and on all the answers are found in the thought, given to the thought, but none of this is required. A deeper understanding will make you feel like you are in the world, but not of it. Not because you don't find peace because you found the answers. You found peace because now for you, the questions and the answers, they are one and the same. We will talk more about these things. We will continue having these reflections. For now, I don't want to expand on this. I just want you to be your own person and observe these things for yourself. Don't stop the inquiry too early. Don't think that you've found it. Whenever you think you've found it or you've gotten there, you haven't. That's the thumb rule. You haven't. Go deeper. Keep going. Keep digging. All right, then. I'll see you next time.